Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see another day. Today, 14th day of the month of February, year 2022. Beloved, I want you to appreciate the Lord. I want you to give God the glory for his protection, for his care, for his loving kindness, for his mercy. Appreciate the Lord for what he has done in our lives. Appreciate the Lord for what he will do. Bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all adoration. He is the Almighty God. There is no one like him, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. And this program comes every midnight between the hour 12 midnight to 1 a.m. God has been using this program to do a lot, and God will continue to use it to do mighty works. I'm trusting the Lord as you pray this very morning, the Almighty God will attend to your cry, and there shall be victory in Jesus' name. Just appreciate the name of the Lord as I worship him. Sing any songs you love so much and begin to appreciate the Lord with it. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. Jehovah. Oh, we give glory to the Lord. He reigns. I want you to get ready as we pray. Beloved, when I call a prayer point here, you will call the prayer point and pray it for yourself. And things begin to happen in your lives. La kesu parata. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life, overshadow my life, overshadow my life. Overshadow my life, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power converting my helpers into my enemies. Any power converting my helpers to my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Any power converting my helpers to my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Any power converting my helpers to my enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at it now. Say, powers creating hardship for me. In the name of Jesus. Powers creating hardship for me. In Jesus' name we pray. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Somebody need to pray these three prayers. We are going to pray aggressively now. Say, any power holding evil consultation against my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power holding evil consultation against my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power holding evil consultation against my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any power holding evil consultation against my life, fall down and die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power consulting water spirit against me. In the name of Jesus. Any power consulting water spirit against me. In the name of Jesus. Any power consulting water spirit against me. In Jesus' name. Say, any power consulting oracle and herbalist against me. In the name of Jesus. Any power consulting oracle and herbalist against me. In the name of Jesus. Any power consulting oracle and herbalist against me. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54 verse 17. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. Say, any power fashioning weapons of wickedness against me. In the name of Jesus, any power fashioning weapon of wickedness against me. In the name of Jesus, any power fashioning weapon of wickedness against me. In Jesus' name, pray. Say powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. In the name of somebody, pray that prayer very well. Powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Arrow fired into my life. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow fired to my life. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Something is going on over there. The wickedness of the wicked is expiring now. Beautiful. Yes. The power that is using your photograph against you has been disgraced. Say, any woman agent transforming to any animal in order to do me evil, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any woman agent transforming to any animal in order to do me evil, be roasted by fire, 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 be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any witchcraft meeting where my case have been mentioned, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft meeting where my name has been mentioned, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Our beloved, we are still examining our topic. Cases that need urgent deliverance. Cases that need urgent deliverance. Listen to me very well. If you are experiencing any of these cases that I'm going, any of these cases I'm going to mention, if you are experiencing any of these cases I'm going to mention now, then it reveals to you that you need urgent deliverance. Urgent deliverance. Number one, if you notice that there is an evil strange mark in your body, or there is a drawing of a strange animal in your body, like scorpion, like snake, like tortoise, like snail, if they are in your body, you need urgent deliverance to break that covenant. Check your body now. Open your stomach. Look around. If it's there, you need urgent deliverance. If you have used blood to take your bath, whether it was prescribed for you to use, you need urgent deliverance. Three, if you have been told to carry sacrifice to a T-junction or to a graveyard, you need urgent deliverance. Four, if you have been told to go and sleep in the graveyard and you've gone there to sleep there, you need urgent deliverance. These cases are cases that need urgent deliverance because you have entered into another world with that assignment. If your mother and your father refuse to collect your dowry from your husband, and they instruct you, or they have given instruction that they cannot collect your dowry, that the dowry should be collected by a herbalist somewhere, you need urgent deliverance. Urgent deliverance. If you notice that part of your body is disappearing and appearing, you need urgent deliverance. If you notice that in your dream, you have been having constant dream of losing something in a dream, you need urgent deliverance. These cases are cases of urgent deliverance. If you have reached the age of 30, 40, 50, and no man has proposed to you in marriage, or you as a man, you lost interest in that area, and it's not that you are Enoch, then you need urgent deliverance. These are strange things that must be handled. If you have married and you are having strange affairs with a personality in the dream, and you could not have that particular affairs with your real husband, you need urgent deliverance. If you have seen yourself that some children are calling you mother in the dream, you need urgent deliverance. If you have seen yourself that a child is sucking your breast in the dream, you need urgent deliverance. If you find that you have been married to deity in the dream, you need urgent deliverance. These are strange things that needs urgent deliverance, and you have to address it on time. I want you to begin to talk to the Lord to have mercy. Say, Lord, I need you. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7, that has been our working scriptures. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the children of Israel, children of Jacob, shall possess their possession. Begin to tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Begin to tell the Lord that you need his touch and his power. Thank you, Father. Lekos kadakada. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your mantle, a piece of cloth or handkerchief. Bring out your bottle of water, your bottle of oil. Father, we bless your name because you are the Lord. We give you glory because you are God that answered by fire. Let this mantle be anointed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of deliverance enter into this mantle, and this mantle become the mantle of power, mantle of deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ. The oil and the water, we command you to mix with the blood of Jesus. We pray that this oil and the water become divine medication, divine tonic, and divine antibiotics. They become an instrument of fire and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. You can put the mantle on your head, or put it any part of your body that you know you have some sickness and infirmity. Just put it there. Whether you have some hidden, some strange sickness somehow, just put it there, and the power of God will begin to flow through the mantle into your body. Now drink a little oil or water that you have, and you shout this seven prayer with aggression. Please pray this prayer very well. Very, very important to pray this prayer with aggression. As you begin to pray, things begin to happen immediately. The power of God will move into your situation, and the yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I loose my hand from the control of evil utter in the name of Jesus. I loose my hand from the control of evil utter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil covenant form on my behalf on the day of my naming ceremony, break and loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant form on my behalf on the day of my naming ceremony, break and loose your hold. Break and loose your hold. Break and loose your load. Break and loose your hold. Evil covenant form on my behalf on the day of my naming ceremony, break and loose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I loose myself from the grip of any destructive covenant in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of any destructive covenant in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of any destructive covenant in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of any destructive covenant in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I break the yoke between me and ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke between me and ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke between me and ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke between me and ancestral spirit in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, any evil covenant operating in my place of birth that is affecting my life negatively, break in the name of Jesus. Any evil covenant operating in my place of birth that is affecting my life negatively, break in the name of Jesus. Any evil covenant operating in my place of birth that is affecting my life negatively, break in Jesus' name. Anoint your chest very well. Say, blood of Jesus, purify my body system in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, purify my body system in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, purify my body system. Purify my body system in Jesus' name. Pray. Can you anoint your stomach now? And you say this one loud and clear. Say, every poison of the serpent inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every poison of the serpent inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every poison of the serpent inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every poison of the serpent inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every poison of the serpent inside my body, come out, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Something is happening to that sister there. Say, I release myself from the bondage of inherited covenant in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of inherited covenant in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of inherited covenant in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of inherited covenant in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of inherited covenant in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil covenant operating in my village that is affecting my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant operating in my village that's affecting my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant operating in my village that's affecting my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant operating in my hometown that is affecting my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant operating in my hometown that's affecting my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. I advise somebody to pray that prayer very aggressively for 3 days, 30 minutes, and you will see what God will do. Thank you, Father. You will see that very particular dream of seeing yourself back in the primary school, seeing yourself back in the village, barefooted, the yoke of that dream shall be broken completely. Thank you, Father. Now anoint your hand. Say, my hand be released from the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. My hands be released from the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. My hands be released from the captivity of witchcraft in Jesus' name we pray. Get your prayer request out. Father, we bless you for this prayer request. Answer them by fire. Touch this prayer request and let there be testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy into your life, that sister, this year is your year of marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. And I prophesy to the life of that sister also. You have been trying to relocate back to meet your husband for the past 5 years. The Lord said he has gone before you to make a way for you this year and get ready, as the Lord has cleared the road for you. And the strong man standing between you and your husband has been buried alive. The strong man that is standing at the gate of that very particular relocation has been buried alive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray for this sister. You have this property to sell and nobody has come. I decree right now that the yoke of darkness upon that property shall be broken. Every evil mark in the realm of the spirit on that property shall be wiped away. Whatever they have buried against that property, that thing shall be destroyed. Anyone who has taken the photograph of that property and he has buried that photograph, I command such one to be disgraced. And I pray that the fire of God will exhume it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I worship you. I pray for all these people looking for the fruit of the womb. May God answer you speedily this year. May there be testimony in your life this year. In Jesus' name we pray. All businessmen and women, hear the word of the Lord. I pray prosperity on your business. Your business shall be enlarged and there will be testimony. Are you writing an exam this week? Are you going for interview this week? It shall be a success in the name of Jesus Christ. The host of heaven will back you up and you are coming back with testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you have information to pass across to us or testimony, send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Just send information there. Send the text there and I will get it. I will reply you. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Flagstaff Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.